This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday assailed Republican-led states pushing to tighten voting rules, calling it an unfolding assault on liberty. Republicans say they are tightening voting rules so no election fraud occurs in the future and that Americans can have confidence that votes are fairly counted. But Biden, in perhaps the most emotional speech of his six-month presidency, contended that the 28 laws already adopted in 17 states, quote, make it harder for Americans to vote. Without naming him, Biden rebuked former President Donald Trump for his continuing claims that he was cheated out of another four-year term in the White House by voting and ballot counting fraud in last November's election. Biden declared, "The big lie is just that, a big lie." His audience, gathered at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, applauded. Biden called again for the Senate to pass voting rights legislation already approved by the House of Representatives that would nationalize congressional and presidential election rules, overriding the newly enacted state restrictions that Biden and Democratic lawmakers say would especially inhibit voting by minorities, who most often vote for Democrats. As it stands, however, the legislation has little chance of passage in the 100-member Senate, which is split evenly between 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. Republicans recently blocked debate on the measure. The White House announced Tuesday that First Lady Jill Biden will lead the official U.S. delegation at the Tokyo Olympics on July 23rd. President Joe Biden is not expected to attend. News of her trip comes days after Tokyo officials decided to hold the Olympic Games without spectators because of the COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. State Department Tuesday called for calm in Cuba after the biggest protest in decades against the island's communist government roiled the country on Sunday. State Department spokesman Ned Price said during a news briefing, "We call for calm and we condemn any violence against those protesting peacefully. And we equally call on the Cuban government to release anyone detained for peaceful protest." Some 150 protesters have been arrested, and according to Reuters news agency, only 12 have been released. Spain called on Cuba on Tuesday to release a Spanish reporter, Camila Acosta, who was detained on Monday while covering the events. Price said the U.S. is considering what it can do to help the thousands of protesters who've taken to the country's streets. They are protesting the country's economic crisis and the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic by a faltering healthcare system. Meanwhile, access to social media platforms remained at least partially restricted Tuesday after the government reportedly shut them down on Monday. NetBlox, a London-based organization, said Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Telegram were among those restricted. Officials in Cuba have not commented on access to social media platforms. In a sign that the Cuban government is concerned about the protests, former head of the Cuban Communist Party, Raul Castro, attended a meeting of the Political Bureau to discuss what they called the provocations. According to state-run media, Castro stepped down from the position in April and was replaced by Miguel Diaz-Canel. Protests are rare in Cuba, where internal security forces tightly control the population. Pakistan's government says it has reached its limit and cannot accept any more Afghan refugees as the threat of violence looms in Afghanistan. In a one-on-one interview with VOA, Pakistan's National Security Advisor, Moeed Yusuf, said, "We are not in a position to accept any more refugees." Pakistani officials are demanding that the world make arrangements for the refugees inside Afghanistan amid fears that millions of Afghans may be forced to flee into neighboring countries or if fighting between Taliban and Afghan government forces intensifies or deteriorates into civil war. And the Taliban have warned Turkey that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage war against them. The warning came amid moves on the battlefield that critics say indicate the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after all American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country, which is scheduled to happen by the end of next month. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.